Hey, we are going to continue the hour by talking about winter safety, particularly when it comes to animals. As we get into these colder months, December, January, February, it is a time of year when we all have to be taking extra precautions to stay safe in the cold. And that also goes for our pets and other animals in our lives. Orange County Animal Services just put out an annual statement with some winter safety tips for pets. And we're joined now by Tennille Fox of Orange County Animal Services to talk more about that. Tennille, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what is the number one thing that people should keep in mind when it comes to pet safety during the winter?
The number one thing to keep in mind is that if it is possible, please bring your pets inside when the temperatures drop or during extreme temperatures in general. And because I think a common misbelief is that pets are more resistant to cold weather due to their fur. Mm-hmm. And that is just not true. They can get hypothermia, they can get frostbite. So it's good to keep them inside if at all possible. And of course, we give some tips for pets that cannot be brought inside or like livestock animals that have to be outside.
So, yeah, what is the advice there?
Well, the biggest thing is adequate shelter from wind and precipitation, rain or snow, especially when the temperatures, again, when they really drop. And you need insulating materials like straw, things like that, something that is not only insulating, but they can burrow in, which is helpful. Make sure that they have a lot of food. They're expelling a lot of energy trying to keep up with the cold temperatures. So it's really good if they have extra food during the winter to help with that. Make sure their water doesn't freeze. You want to check it frequently to make sure that it is not frozen, or use some heated, especially with livestock, a lot of people use heated elements to help with freezing water.
Another good advice that you always put out during the summertime when it gets really hot is if you're uncomfortable, then your pets are uncomfortable. So we're talking about like walking on hot sidewalks,
right,
or just like dealing with heat and humidity. Same thing for the winter, it seems, right, too, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, when it's too cold for us, I mean, I know it's kind of a funny meme that's going around too, but if it is too cold for us, it's likely too cold for them. Again, they have varying degrees of ways that they deal with cold weather, just like people. Some do better than others. Very old or very young pets may not do as well. Your veterinarian is definitely the best resource for assessing your pet's individual needs in cold weather to see, you know, what are the best things to do for that pet.
Speaking with Tennille Fox, Orange County Animal Services, orangecountync.gov is the county's website, and then you can click on the Animal Services page from there to get more information from the Animal Services Department. Other things that people should keep in mind heading into the winter?
Little things, like I personally don't have any outdoor pets, but there are outdoor cats near my house, so
You
can remember to bang on the hood before you start your car, because they kind of want to get in there and hunker down in that warm space, and so you don't want to start your engine with a poor little cat in there trying to keep warm. So things to think about like that. Chemicals like antifreeze are sweet, so animals tend to want to lick that up, and of course that's poisonous, so you don't want that to happen. In general, just try to use common sense and consider them when you're making emergency preparedness plans for things like power outages, especially in winter, things like that.
So. You mentioned having like an emergency kit in the car, which people do anyway on a regular basis. But if you've got like a dog in the car, have something for them.
Right,
as well,
exactly.
Too, right?
Consider their needs, prescriptions, things like that for
animals. Something for them to bundle up into.
Yes, yeah. And you know, if you have space, an interactive toy or something to keep them busy is always good too.
Always a good idea. I like having that for me, to be honest.
Me too.
The other thing that jumped out at me from the statement, which I hadn't even thought of, if you have a dog and you're walking them around on the sidewalks or on the streets, on roads where there's no sidewalks, if those roads have been salted, the dogs are going to have salt on their paws, and then they lick them off, and that's not good for them either.
Right, so that's another thing to consider is where you're walking the dog. If there is salt down for melting ice and snow, you'll want to wipe their paws clean and be aware that, you know, they could be licking that off of their paws, so watch out for that as well.
What's the most common problem that you see with animals during the winter time, like seasonal?
During the winter, right now, probably, I mean, we'll start getting some calls because it seems evident that maybe an animal doesn't have adequate shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an animal that may be used to being outside, but in extreme temperatures, that's a big no-no.
Yeah.
Our animal control team is going to work really hard to make sure that no animals are left out in that type of weather without adequate shelter. And, of course, water.
Of course,
food.
Yeah. So. Speaking with Tennille Fox, as we start to wrap up this conversation, any other things that people should keep in mind to keep their animals and animals in general safe?
Again, I can't stress enough how it's great to have an annual veterinary checkup. It's going to alert you to anything that could be going on with your pet that maybe you're not aware of that could affect them during extreme temperatures. So just talk to your veterinarian.
And I think just in general, your animals, your pets are part of your family, too. So whatever you're doing to keep the rest of your family safe and warm over the wintertime, think about your pets, too, right?
Exactly.
Again, orangecountync.gov is the website for more information from Orange County Animal Services. Just click on the Animal Services page there and get the full statement there about winter pet safety. Tennille Fox, thank you so much, as always, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me again. Appreciate it.